Chicagoans should avoid unnecessary trips outside. If the matter can wait until the weather gets warmer, then let it wait. The current snowfall and extreme cold temperatures expected next week pose significant health risks to residents.
Brr, it's cold outside. And let me tell you, there's snow, Boston, New York, Chicago. Hundreds and hundreds of people will not be going to work tomorrow. Thousands of school kids will not be going to school. Blizzards from New York to Boston, and it's chilly out there. Chicago with its biggest snowfall in 15 years. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney wishing you and yours a great start to 2014, even if it's a frozen beginning. Crazy, the bitter cold. And what we've seen in places, as I mentioned, like the Windy City. I have a cousin, John Fitzgerald, who lives in Chicago, and he's a native Texan. He's lived there for probably 10 years, and he is, I think, just shocked and overwhelmed by the amount of snow. It's the biggest one to hit them since New Year's Day, 1999. As of early in the morning on Thursday, already 6 inches had fallen at O'Hare International Airport. The burbs had 18 inches of snow. 18 inches of snow. My goodness. Anywhere between 12 and 15 and all those spots in between. You heard the meteorologist there warning about going out. And that band of snow then smashed into Indiana after hitting Chicago. And they're talking about 10 more inches there. And it's a pretty nasty going in parts of the Midwest, snow, chilly temperatures, and also, I mentioned already, in the Northeast, the state of emergency, the governor of New York declared that earlier in the day on Thursday. The mayor of New York City, the new one, de Blasio, said, stay home, for goodness sake. They closed highways. Over 2,500 flights have been canceled. I mean, this is winter, baby. This is the real stuff, and not for sissies. This is the kind of stuff that you remember people talking about when you were a kid. Do you remember that time, that freezing snow, where we had to walk in the blinding snow to go to the store to get a loaf of bread? It's happening to people all over the place. I mean, incredibly low temperatures. It's fascinating to look at a chill map. Not so fascinating when you live in the middle of those parts where they're negative 23. I saw that today in a lot of the Midwest, negative 25. In fact, Nathan, our technical maestro, is back in the saddle. Nathan, what's the temperature in Minneapolis? It has to be pretty cold there.
Oh, my gosh. I just stopped paying attention. It's hard to think of the numbers. It's so cold that I think from last week when it was actually snowy and I opened my rear car door, some snow got in there. And, yeah, the sun has been up, I want to say, 3 or 4 days all day long. But no snow has melted in my car, so it is very freezing.
Ooh. All right, so cold. Watch out there. I mean, they're serious about that when you have things that you're ignoring and you go out and you get stuck somewhere, especially when you have that tunnel vision and you're driving and it's the whiteout kind of thing. I wouldn't do it. I did it one time. When I had no choice, and it was frightening. I couldn't wait to get home, and I had a little ways to go, and I could not. I mean, you just couldn't see. And there was no one. I mean, there was, like, no one on the streets, but enough that I would turn a corner here or there and I'd see someone, I'd be worried, because how much can you really see when you have that blinding snow in your face? A couple of hot things to talk about right from the start. One, female Marines not being able to do what's required in the pull-ups. They only have to do a handful, and they're not able to do it. So now there's a timetable of 2016 where there's a move to open thousands of combat roles to women in the military, and there's a massive push for that. The Marine Corps Commandant General James Amos wants training officials, he says, to continue to gather info and ensure that female Marines have the best opportunity to succeed, because that's the mission. They want them to succeed. They've been told to make them succeed. But starting with the new year, all female Marines have to be able to do at least 3 pull-ups on their physical fitness test and 8 for a perfect score. And so far, only 45% of the women even met the minimum. You know how many the men have to do pull-up-wise? 20. They have to do 20. Then they have this thing called the flexed arm hang. Minimum 15 seconds. Women get a perfect score if they last for 70 seconds. Men don't do the hang in their test. So there is some concern over this. This is a wrinkle. How can you have, you have to have these females that are able to pass some of these tests. How could you have them in combat roles if they can't do the physical tests that are put out there? And they have, there has been a lot of griping that they lowered the standards for the women so that the women could try and pass, and they can't meet the qualifications that most men can way meet, because of course they're much more stringent to get all the way through. So they're trying to figure out how to move women into these jobs, and they're trying to come up with a way to make that happen. And what do? Because these jobs open January 1st, 2016. So they've got to figure out how they can do it. And if they decide to keep some closed, they have to be able to explain why. I think the military brass, if they can't, if there are certain physical minimums, if they can't meet them, for goodness sake, I don't think they should put them in those positions, because that's a failure for everybody. I mean, that's not good for the putting women in those positions either. So look for this to be a huge story coming up, certainly throughout the year, because before you know it, it'll be to the point where they have to decide what are the jobs that can be closed, what are the jobs they can do, and how are they going to make this happen if the numbers are super, super low. The other big thing is in California, if you are illegally in California, you can get a law license now. That's what the state's Supreme Court ruled. So remember, you can get a driver's license, and now because of this one case, you're able to get a law license and practice. Some say this kicks open the door for other professions, accounting, etc., maybe even medical as well, becoming doctors. And this was a guy, Sergio Garcia, who will practice in Chico. He passed his bar exam, went to law school, all of that, and was done in 2009. But because he's here illegally, could not become a full-fledged lawyer. The Supreme Court changed that on their ruling, so his dream to become an attorney happened, even though he's not a citizen. It was a unanimous ruling that they determined there was no reason to block his bid for that law license. So we'll see what happens in other states, and we'll see just how far this ends up going and how many other people jump into the fray. But boy, you still have that problem of people in the country illegally, and what do you do? Hang with us, O&E, on the flip side. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resource, December 26, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 12.16.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 12.60.82, 6.30.41 for a half ounce, or 3.15.21 for a quarter ounce. That's 12.60.82, 6.30.41, and 3.15.21.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com. And you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Kate Delaney, Happy New Year to everybody. I mean, here we're just a couple of days into 2014. Do you believe it? Blink of an eye, 2013 done. The ball drops and that's it. And here we are. The snow drops as well. And thousands of people are sitting inside and it's pretty freezing outside. Weather people across the Northeast and in the Midwest too telling their listeners not to go out because of what can happen in a very short amount of time. So as usual here on the show, we're mixing it up in a couple of interesting directions. And for giggles, I thought I would throw in during the playoffs, nail the score because a bunch of you requested it. You strong-armed me into doing it, so I hope you're out there listening. And here are the numbers, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. We will do nail the score in our next two segments. I'll mix in some other things, too, because I know it's still a holiday for a lot of people. But you still have the chance to nail it, and who knows what game it'll be. There's a lot of great games, obviously, on this wild card weekend coming up, and It's like playing the lottery, only you don't have to chip in the dollar or two that you would for the lottery. It's free, and if you win, you get bragging rights. Plus, you clear our America Tonight closet, our America Tonight closet. So now they're back in biz on the Hill. People are coming back, right? And what are the things that are going to be tackled? Well, it's going to be an interesting year to see what happens politically, how much gain maybe the Republicans have in the Senate or not, and what happens in some of these tight races in 2014. Before you know it, we'll be talking about the midterms, and that'll be a big chunk of who's running and what they're doing and all of that, because there are plenty of offices up for grabs, and that means some of the incumbents who think they might have an easy time might not have such an easy time when they actually make a go of it. And you can see that with the switching of the constituencies in some of the states. In Louisiana, for example, Senator Landrieu, I think, is going to have a really tight race, which is something she's kind of expecting in a way, which is why she's distancing herself from Obamacare, because she voted for it. And people are furious in Louisiana getting the cancellation notices and having to end up getting new insurance and lighting her phone line up big time, not thrilled with what happened. So the blame game, the back and forth over, you know, who did what and who didn't do what is going to come back, I think, to roost on some of the key Senate races, and perhaps maybe even in the House for a few people. Who's going to end up winning in 2014 midterm wise? And if you're into politics at all and watching, handicapping it, if you have the amount of openings that we're talking about, it seemed like they would be layups. They might not be, like I said, such layups. In the new year, 435 House seats are up, 35 in the Senate, 36 gubernatorial races. That's big. And most of them aren't going to necessarily be right down to the wire, but there could be a few shifts in what was considered to be safe ground. And one of them is the one I mentioned, Landrieu, because she barely won in 96, 2002, 2008. But 2014, I think, will be even more challenging. A Democrat in an increasingly much bigger red state. So the candidate that's preferred by the Republicans is Congressman Bill Cassidy. But there are also a few others, including a retired U.S. Air Force colonel in a primary. So yeah, we'll see if the Tea Party candidate gets it, Rob Maness, who is the Air Force colonel, or if Bill Cassidy does, and then what happens in Louisiana with Mary Landrieu. Does she retain, or does that seat slip away? And some of the ones that might not be as locked up either have to do with the retirements of Senator Max Baucus from Montana, Jay Rockefeller, West Virginia, Tim Johnson, South Dakota, some Democrats that, you know, that kind of puts them in their own bind there, too. All three are considered to be red states. So there might be some pickups for the Republicans there as well. I said at the top that I talked about what happened in California with the illegal immigrant Sergio Garcia, who now can practice law because of the Thursday Supreme Court ruling, concluding that there is no longer a reason to deny a law license to Garcia or anyone else in his position, other immigrants in his position. And I said, fair or foul, because what point does it stop if you think of medicine, if you think of accounting, if you think of other fields? And you know, should it stop? So do we just accept that, all right, we have a big population of people in this country illegally, and they're getting rights, and that's how it is. They're going to get driver's licenses, and they're going to get a few breaks from some schools, and there's also the possibility that they can, that someone who's here illegally can go to law school and pass the bar and become a full-fledged lawyer or any of the other professions and beyond that I've mentioned. And then does that spread to other states? And here's the deal. The Obama people are just trying to, I think they're trying to stay away from this one, saying it's up to the states, it's up to the states. Of course, because they know it's a third rail and they don't want to have to make any kind of a pronouncement on it. They don't want to have to say anything that would be perceived as negative. So that's the way to play it. Let bounce it back to the states. Let the states have to deal with it. And then we don't have to deal with it. And one of the things that's being said is California is about hard work and self-sufficiency of immigrants like Sergio Garcia, who's a law school graduate who's waited for his green card for about a decade, and he's been in limbo. Whether the state, waiting to see what the Supreme Court determined, and they determined in his favor, whether they had the legal authority to give him a law license. So this definitely, definitely opens the floodgates for other people in the country here illegally to do all those other, to get a driver's license and to apply for anything else that a citizen would have, the rights that a citizen would have. And so the question is, do we just let that go? Is that what we do? We just let it go and say, well, you know, we're dealing with this situation, so this is what we got to do. Let's deal with it. This is the best way. Or do we come to the answers that we've needed to talk about for a long time on illegal immigration? Because what about, I keep coming back to this in my head, what about the people who have paid lawyers, who have waited to get in? They're not coming into the country illegally. They're waiting to get into the country, and they're waiting for a long time, and they're just shoved, I think, even further to the back of the line. Because how could we ever process all those people and the others as well? Hey, coming up on the flip side, guess what? Nail the score. Light them up, 855-266-5283. Love the tunage, Nate. Stay with us. We got your bad face, we got your damn squeeze, we got everything here that you could ever need. We got your bad face, we got your damn squeeze, we...
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
So we decided we were going to do it for fun. Yes, indeed. Time for another Nail the Score.
So creepy.
Oh my! The snow is affecting Nail the Score, I can tell. So what game will it be? The Chiefs and the Colts? The Saints and the Eagles? Could it be the Chargers and the Bengals? The 49ers and the Packers? Well, we certainly know it's going to be one of those games. The Saturday schedule is the Chiefs and the Colts. Then you have New Orleans and Philadelphia, and as I mentioned, the Sunday schedule, you have San Diego and Cincinnati and the San Francisco 49ers going to be freezing at Lambeau Field to take on the Packers. So let's let the computer rip, Nathan, and see what happens. Oh, that's good. It is the Eagles and the Saints, the Saturday night wild card matchup. Drew Brees, Nick Foles. Shady McCoy on the ground, probably gets the rushing title. Thomas on the ground for the Saints. Boy, I think it's going to be very tough for New Orleans, especially Now the conditions are going to be even worse in Philly. They've got snow going on now. Of course, the field will be clear by Saturday night and all of that. But it's going to be very, very cold. And so this isn't your dome playing situation. I think Philadelphia, while they might not go far in the playoffs, who knows, because it's like a second season when you get in, I think that they win this game, and they are favored to win if you believe in what the odds makers have to say. So for my money, I am going to pick, and I will say that I am a Philadelphia Eagles fan, but I think McCoy, who topped the NFL with his 1,600 rushing yards and the catches combined and what he was able to do, and DeSean Jackson as well, he had 1,300-plus yards, caught 82 passes, 9 TDs. I think they figured it out. I think it's going to be very, very tough for the Saints. Not impossible. Not impossible, because Drew Brees has won a Super Bowl, and he can certainly come back. And what's interesting is Nick Foles grew up idolizing Drew Brees, followed in his cleats, if you will, when he played quarterback at Westlake High School in Austin, Texas. So they both came from the same high school, grew up in the same area, and now they're both in this wild card matchup, which I think is very, very intriguing. Makes it interesting. Trust me, they're doing all kinds of stories already on this. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. You can flip me an email, too. AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net. Sharon, this is all because of you. Sharon in Maine, she especially was pushing hard for these playoffs. Let's go out to Dan, who's listening to us in Cross Plains, Texas. Hello, Dan.
Okay. Hello?
I am here.
Okay. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, this guy and this girl were up in a big apartment, penthouse apartment. Love was in the bloom, and all of a sudden there came a knock at the door, and he says, "Honey, I got back early from my trip, and I forgot my keys. Let me in." And she grabs up all his clothes, hands them to him, says, "Quick, jump out the window." He says, "You idiot, we're 13 floors up." She says, "If he finds us here, he'll kill both of us. This is no time to be superstitious."
I love it.
It's yours, Dave.
Yeah, that's good. What okay. do you think?
I think 27-24 favor for the
Eagles.
New Orleans. No, New Orleans.
Oh.
I want New Orleans. I know you're going. I know that you think your little Eagles are the superstars and all that, but I think the Saints are going to come back and they'll come marching in, as the old slogan goes.
Well, Drew Brees has the experience, so I've seen him play many
times. I think
times.
It's going to be a tough game, like you say, because of the snow, but I think Drew Brees will pull it out, and I think he's going to have an exceptional game, and I think it's going to be 27-24.
Ooh! All right, that's a good score. You own it, Dano. Good luck. We'll see what happens. All right, by the way, I didn't give my score guess. I think the Eagles win it. For the other factors, even the fan factor in Philly, I'll put it that way, and I think Drew Brees will still be solid, but I think it's going to be tougher for Brees. I think Nick Foles is on fire, and at least through this game, he will continue to be that way. So I think it's going to be 38, believe it or not, 38. They're going to run up that score in that second half, 38-27. 38-27. But what do you think? 855-266-5283 or AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net. How about Rick in Illinois? Rick, how much snow have you gotten?
Oh, about 3 inches, 3 to 4 inches.
Oh, not so bad. You know, further up in Chicago, it's a nightmare.
Yeah. It's 17 degrees below zero right now.
Ooh, that's cold.
Yeah. Okay, I get the Saints. 21. Eagles, 17.
Wait, say that again. The Saints, how much?
21.
Uh-huh. And the Eagles, 17.
Eagles, 17.
All right, so people are going, you're going with the experience of Drew Brees.
Yeah.
Well, it's not impossible. I mean, everybody's thinking it's pretty close. We'll see, Rick. It's going to be a fun weekend, definitely.
Yeah.
So, Ed, did you see Jay Cutler? Your boy got a big extension.
Yeah. don't know what they're thinking there.
Yeah, I don't know what they're thinking there either. I don't know that I would have. 7 years? Wow.
No, I wouldn't have gone that long.
Me either. Me either, Rick. We'll see what happens next year for the Bears. But this year, no going. And they had a chance, too. And remember, you know, certainly the game with the Eagles was a big turning moment because they could have just controlled their destiny. They would have been in the playoffs, but they blew it. Dale in Missouri, batter up. Hey, Dale, how are you?
Hi, Kate. I'm doing fine.
No snow. Are you getting any snow? Not really?
Well, we've had a little snow, but it's just really bitter cold.
Yeah, it's the temperatures, yeah.
Yeah, you can freeze to death real quick.
Oh, yeah, you got to be careful. The people that are out there driving and don't have enough gas in the car trying to play chicken to get to the station, that's silliness.
Yeah. I feel sorry for all the wildlife.
Oh, yeah.
The animals, yeah, it's bad out there. Yep. Hey, I thought the first guy that called in took my score, but he got the wrong team.
Okay, so 27-24 Eagles.
That's right.
All right, Eagles.
I think the Eagles are win.
I do, too. I think the Eagles win. I think it's a close game, though.
Yeah, I think so. It'll be a good game.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good game, too. We'll be watching Saturday night.
For bringing it back. I thought that I was going to miss out.
You did not miss out. A lot of people were arm wrestling me, Dale, and all of you won out, so we brought it back through the playoffs. So there you go. 27-24. 855-266-5283. Dale in Illinois, not to be outdone by the one in Missouri. He joins us now. Hey, Dale.
Hey. Does Mr. Kate have to hold the Dalek board through the playoffs?
Now, he wants nothing to do with the playoffs because his lousy Cowboys lost. So,
oh, them fighting words.
Yeah, so he's not in a good mood.
Oh, yeah, I know. This is our Cowgirls. Went
to
hell in a handbasket.
No kidding, and they had that game. I mean, really, I thought they were going to win it by a point. Get the kick. Bailey has a good foot, set him up. How does that happen?
I don't know. Life's tough sometimes, Kate.
Yeah, that's a tough finish. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm going 30-27 Eagles. Does anybody have that?
30-27 Eagles, no. You have it.
Okay.
That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah, I think I'll win it this time.
You are locked and loaded, as they would say on Duck Dynasty.
Thank you, Kate.
We have you in there. You know, speaking of that, Phil Robertson and the Duck Crew, they've got their own gun line now. Anything that you just go and you see any camouflage stuff, it just flies off the shelf, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or americatonight.net if you want to take a guess on our playoff version of Nail the Score. The game is the Philadelphia Eagles hosting the New Orleans Saints, and this is first-year coach Chip Kelly's chance to go further down the road. Nick Foles was great. He completed 74.5% of his passes over the last 2 weeks of the season. Passed for 263 yards, 2 TDs in the Sunday night game against the Dallas Cowboys, where they won 24-22. So what do you think? Who's going to win this one? Let's talk about it next.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
Everybody's record right now is the same. You know, we're in the tournament. There's 12 teams with a chance to win the championship right now. That's the way we're looking at it. We won our division. Give us the right to host a home playoff game. And we're going to try to make the most of it. We do practice in it and live in it. So I think we're going to be a little bit better at adapting initially to it, but once the game starts, you know, it's about who can execute in the cold weather. It does some different things to the football, and it's about taking care of the football in the playoffs and making some big plays.
All right, that was the great Aaron Rodgers. What a great game he had to get in to the playoffs. And I had a conversation with Mark Malone. If you've heard the Westwood One radio network, you've heard Mark call games. He's the former quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers back in the day, and he's a great announcer. And he said he thinks there is no better quarterback. If he had to make a choice and pick a quarterback, he would pick Aaron Rodgers every single time. And Aaron Rodgers had been out for 7 games, comes back, wins, pushes Green Bay into a situation where, as he said, now it's like a second season. That's what all these guys think. So they're not thinking about what happened in the first season. They're thinking about the second season, which is the playoffs. And Aaron Rodgers gets there and the Green Bay Packers get there and they're taking on the 49ers. And he talked about there how he thinks they have the advantage because of the weather situation. And it's interesting because San Francisco is favored by 3. San Francisco is favored by 3. That is not our game of the week, however. Our game of the week is the Philadelphia Eagles and the Saints, and the Eagles are favored by 3 in their game that they're hosting. Same theory how Rodgers was talking about San Francisco with a wet ball, with the weather dealing with that. It's different. That favors us because of the conditions we play in, and that's the same thing people are talking about with the Philadelphia Eagles because of the conditions that Drew Brees plays under, especially home, of course, because you're talking about Dome football, but I think there is some truth to that. But with veteran quarterbacks, for goodness sake, when they've traveled around the league, it's not like they have never handled cold weather or they've never handled a ball that can get wet and they have to deal with it because it is a different grip, obviously. But these are pros. So you can make a lot about it. It infuriates Peyton Manning when people say that about the playoffs and how far and how deep will they go and problems that Peyton Manning has had in the past. And, you know, Denver is one of the odds-on favorite teams to make it to the playoffs. And it may be brutal weather in New York, but they are still favored to get there. But we'll see because, you know, even with a bye, then you click in next week and you got to win the games to get there. Even if you had an incredible season, what does it matter if you don't make it all the way through? So if you want to take a stab at what you think the final score is going to be, please dial now or send me an email, americatonight.net, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283 or americatonight.net, americatonight.net, New Orleans or Philadelphia, and what you think the final score is going to be. Are the Eagles going to win it? What's the score? Is New Orleans going to win it? What's the score? Got a couple of emails here, this one from Jake in Austin, and he says, Kate, it pains me to say it, but it's the Eagles after what they did to the Cowboys, but I think they have the edge hosting the game. I don't know if I would pick them if this was in New Orleans. In fact, I wouldn't. But that being the case, it is in Philly. Eagles final score 35-28. 35-28. Got another one from Sharon, who's listening to us in Illinois. So there's another Sharon. That's interesting. And Sharon says, I've been meaning to email you. I was so glad to hear that you're doing it during the playoffs. And I'm going to pick New Orleans. Sorry, Kate. I think it's the end of Philadelphia. They're going to have another bad game. And I don't even know that it's going to be close. I say New Orleans wins it 27-14. 27-14. But, hey, at least they got into the playoffs. Your team did. So they should be congratulated for that. Yeah, none of that. None of that. There's no, at least they got into the playoffs. It's like that old thing. Winning isn't the only thing. It's everything. It's not the only thing because it's everything. And I know that's not how the quote was, the Vince Lombardi quote, but it's so true that why do we it's like we congratulate kids. You go into a kid's room now and they have how many honorable mentions. It's good to encourage, but can we not have people who are out there striving to win? Maybe that's the problem with the Dallas Cowboys. Oh, it's okay. We lost another game. We'll be back next year. Oh, it's okay. We'll be back next year. We threw a last-minute interception. We're going to be back. Don't worry. We'll be back. Not about honorable mentions, especially with what they go through during a season. I've described this before, I think, on the air, but I had the interesting pleasure of covering the Cowboys and traveling with them. And the first time that I went down on the field, ironically, it was in Philadelphia, and I was on the sidelines at the tail end of the game. And it's unbelievable the difference when you're actually on the field, human freight trains and how they smash into each other. So what a football player endures to get through the training camp and then obviously the season, and they're talking about adding another game. It's amazing, all this stuff with concussions. I'm surprised it's not even worse. And sadly, we're seeing that more of the iconic football players like Tony Dorsett are coming away with these terrible symptoms because of concussions and head trauma. So when they get to this second season, trust me, they want to leave everything on the field because they've done that all season long. So Philadelphia and the Saints, I mentioned before, LeSean McCoy, 1,607 yards, 9 touchdowns. That's on 314 carries. Here's what LeSean McCoy said about the game.
We're made for playoffs. You know, everybody's so excited for us to be here, but we should be here. Everybody's so excited about us, you know, being division champs. I think we should be. We prepare hard each game. We have so much talent on this team, man, and the way we prepare. So we prepare to be the champs of the division, and we prepare to win this game.
All right, so he said how many times we prepared. We prepare to win this game. We prepare, we prepare. And I think they have prepared. I think Chip Kelly, who was under fire in the beginning of the season where you couldn't even get up to get a handful of cheese puffs to save your life because that offense was so fast. They ran so many plays. But it worked. It all gelled together in the end. And part of that is because of what LeSean McCoy said there, the fact that they do have some good football players. And it's all about that chemistry mix and dealing with injuries and having the right people to put in place. And Bowles has McCoy and Jackson and a handful of others, too. All right, we have some more emails. There might be time for one call. Just throw out the number just in case. 855-266-5283. Got this one from Jay, who says, Kate, hands down, I think New Orleans wins this, but I do believe it's going to be a close game. I think experience wins out this time. And I think the final score is going to be 27 to 25. 27 to 25, so it's going to be really close. Philly has a chance to bounce back, but they're not going to do it. And then this one from Michael in Vermont, and Mike says, yo, Kate, Eagles, final score, 42 to 35. I mentioned to Rick that Jay Cutler got a seven-year contract. Wow. Seven-year contract. Josh McCown, his backup, seemed to me like he was just that much better in the role when he stepped in. And now Cutler comes away with a bigger deal, but they knew they were probably going to do that. You think about that. What is 7 years? 2020. Oh, boy, oh, boy. I don't know if that was such a smooth move, although it was, the handwriting was on the wall. Perhaps you nailed the score. Good luck to everybody. Enjoy the games this weekend, and thanks for listening to America Tonight.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.